Is they're going to leave, other players won't leave. So I think we've just got to understand that that's the industry now, and Daisy's got every right to do that.
Right. How's the feeling in the group? Been talked up a bit. A lot of people think that you guys are a big flag chance this year.
Our group? Oh, look, we finished fourth last year. We've added players to our group that we think are going to make us better. We're going to get back some guys from injury who we think are going to make us better. So all in all, at this time of year, it looks good, but there's probably 17 other clubs that think the same thing. So for us, we've just got to make sure that we put it out on the park. I think that you can look good on paper, but until you go out there and put the performances out there on the ground, then, yeah, it's irrelevant.
What ball will make a big difference back in the midfield?
Absolutely, yeah. So Bully's still a few weeks away, but he's someone who, as I said, is going to make us better. He's deputy vice captain of our football club, and as you say, someone who has finished top five in the BNF for 2 years running, his first 2 years here, and then obviously was injured last year, so he's an important player for us.
Nick, talking about realities, the spotlight on Dane Swan, it's quite unbelievable, really, isn't it? Is that a reality of football, though, and is that something that as a football club you're going to have to deal with all season long once again?
I just think it's a reality of high-profile players. So whether it be Swanee or Buddy or Gary Ablett, anyone who's a high-profile player, then they're going to cop it and they're going to be in the media and everyone's going to get blown up. So I know people want to blow up everything that Dane does, but in terms of his performance over the past 4 months, I've never seen him as engaged, and I came to the club a year after him, and I've never seen him so engaged over the pre-season than what I have this pre-season, and I haven't seen him perform in the stands that he has this pre-season. So I couldn't be happier with the way he's gone. I think that things just get blown out of proportion when you're talking about Dane Swan.
Eddie was speaking about him last night and said that, you know, he has had some stern talking to over the journey. Are you comfortable as captain now that, you know, on the eve of the season, he's 100% right to go both on and off the field?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm confident. And Swanee's not the first person to have to be spoken to by either the president or CEO or footy manager. A lot of players go through that at different times in their career. So, as I said, it just gets blown out because it's Swanee. So I'm very comfortable with where he's at as a player. As you say, on and off the field. I think that he's ready for a big season for us.
The Travis Cloke car park, well, it's funny on the surface, but it's also a serious side to it. But there's a buy-in at a footy club and he sort of stepped outside that a bit.
I don't know, it's probably more funny than anything, I think, for everyone else. But look, we've got standards to uphold. It's something that seems pretty small and minute, but in the end, as I said, if it's something small like that or something bigger like Dane's interview, then we've just got to make sure that we're doing the right thing by the football club, because there's expectations and there's standards that we have to uphold, and that was one of the small ones. It was the line that was crossed.
And Paul Roos did lash out last night at Dane Swan and Dale Thomas. Do you think that they're not part of the team club? Like, are they not doing the best interest of the club by having that interview? And
No, they're definitely team players, both of them. And they're guys that if we have a problem with them, we'll speak to them about it. But at this point, we're happy with where they're both at.
Nick, I'd like to ask you about a couple of the younger players you expect to step up this year.
I think Brent McCaffrey coming back from the knee reco. He was someone who was important for us in 2010. And in 2011, he had a bit of an off year, but he was then injured last year. So I think he's someone who can play forward, but also goes through the midfield. He's got the fitness to do that. So he's someone who would be expecting more from. Apart from that, you sort of never know until you sort of throw them in there. So the last couple of weeks, we've seen guys like Seedsman and Jared Witts play very good footy for us in the NAB Cup. So if they get their opportunity, they've got to take it.
Yep.
And Nick, just on Eddie, he's obviously always in the news.